Hi, it's Dave. In today's episode, we're going to call up Emmett Peppers, who just took delivery on his new Model S Plaid at last week's delivery event. He's posted some launch videos on Twitter, and I'm dying to see what he thinks of the car. I've asked him to show us around the car for the first 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll ask him a bunch of questions I have and questions I've also crowdsourced from Twitter. All right, let's go for it. Hey, Emmett, how's it going?
It's going good, Dave. Good to see you again.
Awesome, man. I'm excited. So what do you got for us, man?
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
But bam. There's the plaid.
There it is. Oh, you got black. Interesting.
Yeah, black with the. I love the wheels. You know.
Are those 19-inch wheels?
Take a little walk around it. I think they're 21-inch.
21.
Actually.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 21. It says right up there. 265.
Yeah. 21.
ZR21. Yeah. I'm just showing you guys in case you want to see the details, but. I don't, you know, I'm not a car connoisseur. I love Teslas, but other people probably understand the wheels a lot better than me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is trying to take a little walk around while we chat around about it. But yeah, I love the car. It's pretty impressive, I'll tell you. Man.
Hey, the badge. Can you zoom into that badge there at the back?
Yeah.
I saw that before. I didn't see it. It's like, interesting. Is that just for the ones at the delivery event? Or do you think all the plaid cars will have that?
Yeah, I think all the delivery cars got it. I've been hearing that just the 25 deliveries that happened that night get it, but none of the others will get it.
That's crazy.
That's a rumor I've heard. I don't know if it's true or not. They didn't tell me that, but you know, that's what people
blacked out door handles there.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. This is actually my 7th Tesla, believe it or not.
Really? Are you
serious? Talking with a friend. Yeah, my number 7th Tesla, which me and my wife.
That's crazy.
You know, we're leasing our second Model X right now, and you know, this is my 5th Tesla. You know, I trade them in and get new ones and stuff. And so I've had all the different colors. I feel
let's take a look at the frunk. See what it looks like up there.
Okay, let me go to the frunk here first. So I pre-opened it. So here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not quite as big as the Model X frunk, you know, as you can see my hand fits in here, you know.
On the exterior, are there any like big differences you're noticing from this and your old Model S?
You know, I'm not a detail guy like some people are. I know there's people pointed out differences. You can see kind of like this weird, it's cool little grill at the bottom. Is that different? I think so. You notice that?
Yeah, it looks kind of, it looks pretty interesting.
Looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know what that grill is, if it's functional or what. Like, what do you think? I don't know. That's kind of,
possibly.
I just noticed it now we're looking at it. So, yeah, there's something different about that.
Does the car look kind of a little bit thinner, like lower to the ground, like... The profile looks a little bit thinner. Like I don't know if you know the original Model S prototype was kind of had a lower front and it looked a little more sleek than the actual Model S. It looks like maybe they changed it a bit, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I think they have. It definitely looks sleeker, like more sporty for sure. Like it's flatter or something, like more race car like. Yeah. You want to start with the front here?
Yeah, okay. Let's go for it.
Okay, so first thing that's interesting is this little button here, where I'm putting my thumb.
Uh-huh.
It's not a button actually; it's just like a touch sensor, and that's how you open the doors. You just put your finger on that touch sensor, and it clicks open when you're inside. I'll show you later when I get out.
Yeah.
But let me see. So this is the front seats. The front seats. Oh my gosh! When you put the cooling on, oh, this gets so cool. Like
really?
In a hot area. This is like spa coolness right here when you sit on this. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. I live in a hot area in the afternoon, and if I get in, I put that on, it instantly starts cooling me off like I'm in some kind of, you know, cooling pad or something. It's really, really nice. Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that. Yeah, and inside here, this, and the yoke steering wheel. Let me see if I can sit in and you can still see the camera okay. Can you see the camera?
Yeah, I can.
Or is it a little hard?
Yeah.
The touch screen here. I know there's other demos that show all the functionality. This is charging pad, and you got the cup holders here, and an extra thing in here to put masks or whatever in there. And then down here, I don't know if you can see it, but you can see there's like extra storage even down below here to put things, you know. Got a bug. I was just on camping, so after bite. Sorry, I didn't clean my car that great for this. But you can put something in here. There's like multiple compartments and you can close it all up even like that and just keep it clear and put your wireless phone on here. At first, it was a little strange. The strangest thing at first actually was getting used to the blinkers being these two buttons. Like this is right. You know, seeing other blinkers, you can tell it's blinking to the right a little from the, then left, you know. And you have to tap on it again to stop it. Or you can just tap real quick and there's like one little blink or something. So that was the hardest thing to get used to, I feel like, but I'm already used to it now. That after a week, you know, it's pretty comfortable. But the first few days I was like, what do I do to turn? I can't remember. And I had to like think about it and decide, oh yeah, I have to press that button. But now that I'm used to it, it's easy. It's convenient. The yoke steering wheel itself, you know, turns around and it's incredible. Like I really like it now. Like it's really spacious back here. Like, you know, there's more room back here. Like, I don't know if you heard Elon's presentation or anyone's heard it. He's talking about how there's more room back. And there really is more than the previous model is. But also this middle seat thing is kind of cool. There's a little button back here you press. And then this thing comes down. You get the extra cup holders here, which is nice. But then this little, like, folding thing, if you fold it up, then you have two little wireless charging things for wireless charging phones and stuff if you want. And a little compartment here to put stuff, I guess. So, you know, my kids love it back here. Oh, my gosh. Cool. I got a, you know, 8, 6, and 5-year-old boys, and they love this screen here. They just, what do they watch? I don't know, YouTube videos of, like, Minecraft or something. I don't know. They just watch things back here, and that's my thing. But they watch weird, I don't know, weird stuff. Like, you can, it just starts playing funny little games and we'll just watch it because it's stuff they play on their iPad sometimes, but it keeps them busy in the car back here. Sometimes they fight about it, but you know, their heads aren't so high and it's like a good level for them. For a grown up, you know, I can see how looking down is a little different, but I don't, you know, for kids, it's really convenient for sure.
All right. Cool, man. I have a bunch of questions to ask about the Model S Plaid, but first, how was the event? Any kind of back kind of end stories or, you know, stuff that happened there?
There was an engineer there who recognized me, even though we're wearing masks most of the time. I guess he heard my voice, recognized me, came up and introduced himself and just wanted to thank me and you for putting our videos together. He says there's lots of employees. He's been a six-year veteran of the company, an engineer there. I don't want to give up too much detail, but of who he is or whatever. But he was just saying that he really appreciates what we do, and there's lots of employees that, you know, don't know nearly as much about the company as we do. It's a huge company. We don't even understand it fully, right? And I told him, you know, and he just really appreciated it and made him realize how much more valuable his job was. You know, even though he has to work hard long hours, like it really made him appreciate working at Tesla more, knowing how important the company was and how much of a future it has, you know. And he said a lot of employees don't even realize that. And I think he mentioned that like other employees, some might even watch our channel and it might be benefiting them too. So that's a nice, you know, brownie kudos to get that, you know, somehow we're helping the morale a little bit of the employees that otherwise might be more lost about the big picture of the company, you know, if they're kind of pigeonholed into their little department, you know? Yeah. So that was cool. Yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah. I mean,
the other thing that was really cool about the event, I don't know if you, one more thing is, you know, I had a pretty good position of him on stage. It wasn't as crowded as like the Cybertruck. Remember you couldn't, or the Model 3, any of the other events where you can't like get any close to the stage, everyone's shoulder to shoulder, you know, but so it was less crowded like that. And when Elon gave his presentation, I was right next to the car that was playing the Cyberpunk in it. And it was really cool. I kept turning around to like, look at it and watch the guy play it while Elon was talking. And then at the end, I was right next to where Elon was walking off and a few people ran up and he stopped and like signed something for someone. And I was like a deer in headlights. What do I do? I was only like 30 feet away. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go up there too. So I went up there too. And I started videoing my phone. Like I got to get this footage, you know, because you see him doing candid, like one-off chats on like Berlin tours or whatever. And hard to get get that on tape. So I wanted to catch what he was saying, and I posted it on Twitter, whatever. I caught most of it. I think I didn't know what to ask. You know, there was a few seconds of just like, you know, I was just confused. Like, all right, I'm just like in awe watching like 10 feet from this guy, you know, answering a few questions, one-offs, and people were shouting their questions. And then at the end, I was like, I tried to shout my question when I knew it was like time was, I was like, is Tesla going to mine Dogecoin? But there was like 10 other questions being shouted at once. I just don't think I think of it. It wasn't like the proper time to be like, do an interview with Dave Lee. You know, it didn't seem like the proper time for that. So it just seemed like I could out shout some kind of random question out and maybe he'd answer it. But, that, you know, he just walking off, and it was cool to kind of get that side of him where he kind of stopped and cared and actually like, was happy to chat with people like that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So how was it? Like, I'm just curious, like, you drove home the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew I was going to drive home the car. I knew going into the event. They told us that.
Yeah.
Like, I was excited.
You posted on Twitter launches right off the bat. Like, how was that? Was it that much different than you had a 2015, right? Performance Model S. Was that your last Model S?
But it didn't have ludicrous mode though. Okay. But it had the insane mode, and that was fast. Yeah, it felt fast. And then I had the performance signature Model X, because that was the only signature Model X you had to get the performance version, and that was fast too. But this thing is like another level, you know. Like, first they were doing all the launches, and I was like group one or group two, group A or group B to do the launches. And so I could have done one of the, get in line and done one of the launches on the racetrack. And I probably should have stuck around to do that there, just to, you know, see what it felt like before I controlled it myself, you know. But we were kind of, it was getting late, and we were just like, let's get going. I got the car. We can test it on the ride home, you know. And so driving that car was kind of like nerve wracking in the beginning. Like, you have this new steering wheel that you've never used before. It's like a video game, you know, and you don't know how to do the turn signals really. You're like, how do I turn? You know, like, it's kind of new, you know, but you have, like, I kept thinking that the saying, for some reason, the saying you mentioned a few times kept coming to my mind. I have the hand of God at the pedal. You know, if I touch it too hard, this car's just going to zip, you know? And so me and my friend who I went with, we were on the way back. We were like, we got to do this launch soon. You know, we got to try it, you know? So we read the instructions real quick and went to the launch drag race mode or whatever. And it said, the car has to heat up, you know, get the engine ready for it. It has to like prepare or condition the battery or something. And it was like 8 minutes away do that. It gives you like a timer. And that was the longest time since I've been doing it. A few times since then, it usually says like 2 minutes or 1 minute, or says ready right away. So I don't have to wait like 8 minutes for it to be conditioned to the battery. So, anyway, when that conditioning met, it says like ready to launch. And we stopped at like, we were like, where do we do this? We don't know this area. You know, we're like in the South Bay, like driving up in Fremont. This is, you know, we're not familiar with it. So we were like, well, let's pull over and at a highway, exit ramp and just like pull to the side and launch it on the entrance ramp to the highway. So that's what we did. And, we posted that video and it was insane. Like it felt like amazing, like a roller coaster, you know, like one of those roller coasters that just like shoots you in the air really fast. It's like, that's the thrill of the roller coaster. Just like a slingshot, you know, for 2 seconds. It was like that, you know?
Wow. Pretty crazy. I call it the, like under like 4 seconds, I think, but I can't imagine 2 seconds. Like, I've got to test this out myself, but just like the push behind you, you know, it's like supernatural, out of this world, I bet. Like, that's insane. So
and then the next day I did more of those launches, but I had another friend of mine I was showing to, I had him drive it at one point and do it. And when you're a passenger, it's even more thrilling. Like, you're just like, whoa, that's a real roller coaster when you're the passenger. You know, when the driver, it's fun, exhilarating, but as a passenger, it's a whole nother level.
I mean, is it kind of scary though? Like I watched some of your videos. I'm like, oh man, I hope you don't crash into something. Like, if some car, like, you know, goes in front of you or something, you can't stop because you're like a rocket out there or something.
Yeah. You know, that's what's scary. You have to really, like, I don't know. Yeah, in the videos, I'm like, we're looking around, being very careful. Like, is this the right road? Make sure there's no cars potentially pulling out up ahead of us. You know, and a couple times I, like, waited. And, it, you know, so that's why I'm not really doing it anymore. I just did it the first few days. It's like scary. It's like, it could be dangerous. Yeah. I could imagine them not making a whole lot of these plaids just for that reason. Like, I don't think they want 100,000 of these things out there. You know, there's going to be some crazy people doing crazy things with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so yeah, that's why actually I'm bringing it to a raceway near me tomorrow, actually, with some friends, and we're going to do some drag races with this car. Yeah.
I mean, like, is there any car there that can even compete with the Plaid? I mean,
I don't think so. I called them ahead of time, and I've seen, like, it's actually the Sonoma Raceway in mm-hmm. where we're going to go. It's a little ways away, but we're going to drive over there. And I looked up the records and stuff from the past Wednesday night drag races, and there are some other Teslas, like a few Model S's and a Model 3. And I called the coordinator guy, and he mentioned there's, like, you know, anywhere from 4 to 15 Teslas that show up each Wednesday night. Mm. So I'm not going to be, like, the only Tesla.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, he's like, which one do you have? I was like, the Model S. I didn't say anything else because they're going to disqualify. Like, I'm probably going to be banned. Like, I hear there's, like, some real supercars that are going up there that they banned, uh-huh. so you can't come back because it's, like, unfair. But I want to go up that first time and just, like, mm-hmm. see what happens on a real racetrack. Like, you know, there's no turns. It's just a straightaway for a quarter mile.
You should cover up your Plaid badge or something, you know, so people yeah. think it's a regular Model S or something.
I should. How can I do that? I mean, people will notice a little bit of a difference, but they might think I just modded the outside yeah. of the Model S. But I don't know how I could cover that badge, but I should.
So I want to dive into some questions actually from some Twitter followers. So Patrick Hinman says, Emmett, what's the sound system really like? Is it that much better or different than other Tesla systems or other cars in general for this matter?
Yeah, I mean, the sound system's phenomenal. Oh my gosh. We were just in my garage showing you the car. And just earlier today, there's a little gym in my garage. I work out with a friend of mine sometimes once or twice a week. And we have a little, like, mobile, you know, speaker we put on, and it's good quality. It's like a Bose like speaker. And we use Bluetooth on our phone. It's pretty good quality, I guess. It's not too big, but we put that on when we're working out. But this time, I just opened the windows of the Model S in the garage and shut the garage door and started playing some music from there. And even though the windows, it's not coming directly, it still was better. It was like you're in a club. It was just like, you know, it was that was just an example. But in the car, it's just phenomenal. Like, you know, the streaming quality, you know, Elon was not kidding when he was talking about the sound system. Like, I've never heard anything like it.
How quiet is it? I mean, they're saying they use acoustic glass. Do you notice, like, the sound difference yes. at all?
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, like, what I always imagined the perfect car to be like in terms of, like, luxury with sound and smooth ride. And, you know, all the other Teslas, like, sometimes you close the window and you hear a little air streaming still, or, you know, it wasn't fully quiet. You know, there's little mm-hmm. thing. You look past it because everything else about the car was amazing, you know, and all right, they don't have that detail right that Mercedes does or whatever. But this, you know, to me sound, the noise cancellation in the car is incredible. Like, we first noticed it. That was one of the first things we noticed when me and my friend got in the car. We were leaving the event. We got in the car. We weren't leaving the event yet. We were able to look at the car before we, you know, drove off with it and stuff. So when we first looked at it, we got in the car and it closed the doors. And the event was loud. It was, like, loud speakers. As soon as we closed the doors, it was, like, silent. It was, like, one of those commercials where they're trying to show off how silent the car is. But this was real. It wasn't just, like, wow. a commercial. That it was just, like, we looked at each other. It was, like, wow, this is quiet. That's amazing. That was the first thing we noticed, you know. It was, like, an aha moment. Like, I'd never experienced that quietness in a car. I only seen it in commercials. You know? So it was incredible. Yeah.
How is the ride quality? Like, is it smoother than, like, previous Teslas you've owned?
Yeah, definitely smoother. I mean, when you're going like 90 miles an hour, 80 or 90 miles, you know, I try not to go that fast, but sometimes by accident I go that fast if I'm controlling, you know, if it's not on autopilot, because it's so quiet and smooth. Like, you don't know. It feels like from the other Model S 3s, which are still pretty good and smooth, or the Model Y, you know, it feels like when I'm going 80 or 90 in this car, it felt like maybe 50 miles an hour in the Model Y or 40 miles an hour in the Model Y. You know, it's just, it just feels so graceful with how it handles the speed and the bumps, you know, of the highway or any roads and mm-hmm. for that matter.
So,
and the steering is super smooth. Like, this, I don't know if it's yoke wheel, everyone's like hesitant about it. To me, that's my, probably it's becoming my favorite thing, is the yoke steering and how smooth the steering is of that wheel. Like you just, you naturally develop new maneuvers to turn the wheel, you know, other than having this big wheel, you have this like cool little like rectangular thing that you can like manipulate much more efficiently or much more easier with your hands. You naturally figure it out in a way that becomes like so much better, in my opinion.
How's the, like the handling, like previously, like in my, old Model S, it kind of always felt like a big car, a long car, hard to get into places, little bit mm-hmm. like a cruiser-ish kind of, you know, feel compared to the Model 3, which is so nimble. Like, how is this, you know, Model S Plaid? Is it any better, you think, in terms of handling and stuff? Does it feel like a smaller car than the old Model S, or is it kind of similar, you think?
No, I'd say it's similar. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of big, you know, it's a luxury car. It doesn't feel as big as the Model X, that's for sure. Like that's a boat, you know, but this thing feels like the old Model S. I had, you know, two Model S's prior, a 2013, and I traded that in for like a 2015 that had autopilot, the first version of autopilot. And both those Model S's feel similar in size. Yeah, it feels very similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. I Am Jan says, what is an underrated aspect of the new car from experiencing it for the first few days? Any surprises?
Yeah, I think we talked about them. The audio, the amazing audio, the yoke steering wheel pleasantly is really growing on me fast. Like I drove my wife's Model X to do some stuff yesterday and I was like, I don't really like the big round steering wheel anymore. You know, the yoke steering wheel is more effortless to me, you know, especially when you have it on the sensitive mode or the comfort mode, I think it's called, then it's like really easy to use. And also the response, how big the touchscreen is. Like, I really appreciate that for some, you know, it's just a bigger screens are just better. You can do more with it. Right. And so when you have it on the full size map, for example, it's like really nice. The software, how responsive it is, you know, it's just, even the browsers, you pull up a browser window, it comes up right away. Like, you know, with the Model Y and my wife's Model X, like the browser is kind of choppy. Sometimes it works. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while to load up. It's like, you know, it's annoying, but you deal with it. You know, at least there is a browser, you know. Mm-hmm. But this thing feels like a real browser. It just loads quickly and doesn't stall out. It's just responsive. You know, it's really much more powerful software. That just more, it's much better to use, much better experience.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Gary Sidhu says, does the car continue to have the same power, like acceleration and torque, when the battery is at 30% compared to when it is fully charged? Have you had chance to test that out?
No, it certainly feels like it does. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can't tell whether it has 80% of the, you know, it's so fast either way. Like, you know, I'll find out the drag race tomorrow. Like, I'm sure the first few will have, you know, maybe 80 or 90% charge, but maybe by the end of the night, it'll be like 50% charge or something. I don't know. So I'll see if the time slows down, you know, as it goes on. But it certainly feels like it has the same, you know, I haven't timed it myself, but it feels really powerful even at 30 or 20%.
Mm-hmm. Peter Wetzlamer says, first impressions of software version 11 and the new infotainment hardware. How responsive and smooth is the AMD system? So you mentioned how it is super fast, like the browser and all this stuff. How is your overall impression of software version 11 and the new UI?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, I was so used to the old UI, it took a little getting used to the new one, but it's intuitive. And I think I'm getting more used to it as time goes on, and I'm more comfortable with it now than a week ago. There's still some things I have to think twice about, like where to get to this or that. You know, I still have to, you know, like look to figure out how to fold the mirrors, for example. And it's not as it's not a second nature to me yet, but I'm sure it will. But the responsiveness is way better than any Tesla user interface I've used before. And other user interfaces were responsive for everything except the browser, pretty much, you know, or sometimes when you went to reverse, the backup camera would take like an extra 2 seconds to load up, which was annoying, you know, just 2 seconds, but it still was like annoying. But this thing, I don't notice any lag in anything. Like, it's just immediate, responsive, and immediate instant gratification. Anything you press, anything you touch, it's just nice, you know.
That's cool. Jacob says, how does the interior quality feel like?
Great. It feels amazing. I mean, that was one of the biggest surprises, actually, too, is how cooling this. I just discovered that like 4 days after, like a few days ago, the cooling seats. I didn't know how to. I noticed that we had them, but I didn't know where the touchscreen. Like, I'm still figuring out the climate control. You know, it's a little more. There's a little more options now, optionality in the climate control, but I didn't notice like the button to change from heated to cooling seats until a couple days ago. And when I noticed that, started pressing that, that was like a whole nother dimension of comfort, you know, like being able in a hot day, being able to have a nice cool seat to sit in. It was phenomenal. Yeah. So the interior comfort, the seats are super comfortable. You know, it's a full, you know, full on luxury car. I can't imagine it being better.
Mm-hmm. Feature request says after driving with a yoke, if you had a choice between a normal steering wheel and a yoke steering wheel, which one would you choose?
I think a yoke. I think I crossed that threshold like a day or 2 days ago where I just started thinking, I like this yoke thing a lot, you know, and then I drove my wife's Model X like yesterday and it just didn't feel as good. You know, it's like kind of like going from a gas car to an electric car, then you don't want to go back really, you know, sort of like that, you know, but not as strong a contrast, but it's just more comfortable.
Got it. Aurelia says, how easy is the left and right indicator buttons to use? Isn't it trickier to use in a roundabout?
Not really. You know, like I said, the left and right buttons, it took me a minute to realize that that's how you put the turn signals on, because I didn't really get an official tutorial when I left. You know, I could have asked for a lot of questions, but we were just kind of like, all right, let's just get going. We'll figure it out. But now that I'm comfortable with it, it's easy. You know, the first week or a few days, it's you have to think about it. Like, how do I turn again? You know, you're not used to having a stalk that you can't easily flick up or down or whatever. But now it's becoming more and more second nature and simple to use. You just hold it for like 2 seconds and the blinker stays on as long as you want until you touch it again and the blinker turns off.
You know? How do you like the whole like auto shift function where it automatically detects if you need to go back or forward when you get in the car and press the brake?
That's one thing I haven't really experienced a lot of yet, to be honest. There's like a setting you have to turn on for that. And maybe I didn't turn that setting on the first few days, but I turned it on, you know, I think when I turned on tried to mess with all the autopilot stuff a few days ago to get it all functional. But I haven't like, maybe I haven't, because the first couple of days I didn't use it. So maybe I got used to using the swiping up and down, which is simple to swipe up and down on the screen. You know, when I should have showed you on the tutorial, we did it a little while ago. It's very simple and easy to do that, but the automatic, you know, going to reverse or going forward, I haven't decided whether that's kind of like just a novelty trick, like the auto summon, or like, remember when the Model X, they're like, invisible chauffeur, you just walk up to the door and opens for you. And it sounded so cool and like so like useful. But in reality, people just didn't use it much. And it was more of a hassle sometimes, because if you're like walking around the car, it like clotheslines you accidentally or whatever. So maybe I haven't determined whether it's gonna be something like that that's like sounds really cool and useful, but in reality, you know, just because there's too many corner cases where it's not, you just don't want to use it, you know. So I haven't decided yet, but either way, it's a tiny thing. People are talking a lot about it, but
yeah,
to me, it's not a big deal, even if you just have to swipe up or down to go forward or reverse.
Mm-hmm. Aurelia says, "How easy?" Oh, sorry, this is Cook Stew says, "What is your, what are your least favorite aspects of the car?"
Oh, there's one small. I mean, nothing's perfect, right? the only thing I would say is I really like, on the Model X, the front doors, for example, when you like shut them, they, even if you don't shut them all the way, then they automatically close that extra inch for you, like knows you're trying to shut it. So then it just shuts it softly after that. And the Model 3 and the Model Y didn't have it, but they were still sensitive. You just shut the door and somehow it just knew it was shutting. This car, just because I have kids and they're always opening and closing, but they're not very strong and they kind of shut it somewhat lightly, I guess. And even me, a couple times I've had to shut it like twice because I'm used to shutting it lightly. So sometimes like when you're shutting the door, you just have to shut it like a normal car door, not like the old Tesla. You know, I guess it's just like a regular car when you shut the door. So I'm adjusting to that still where, you know, when I shut the door, I just have to put a tiny little extra oomph on it that I'm used to make sure the car knows the door is fully shut, you know. But that's such a tiny thing. Like that's the only thing I can think of.
So after owning a Model S Plaid for what, 4 days, 5 days, is it now?
Actually, about a week now.
Oh, it was a week. Wow. Okay.
No, Thursday. So 5 days.
Okay. Right, yeah. Days. what have you learned, like, in terms of as an investor, in terms of Tesla, the company? Have you been, like, has it taught you anything that you didn't know before? Has it kind of confirmed certain things or given you any hesitations or questions? Or, you know, what are your bigger thoughts on this?
Yeah. It hasn't told me anything new about the company. I already knew the company is, like, superior engineering, technology, you know, way ahead of everyone else and innovating faster than everyone else. So I already knew that. This just confirms that to me. You know, there's just this, like, and that's why, you know, it's an expensive car. Like, you know, to me, I'm not normally a super fast car driver, you know, but I wanted to get this car early, sort of to, as my own investment research, to reconfirm to myself that, you know, Tesla still is super innovative, and it's not just like a regular Model S that goes a little bit faster. You know, there's so many improvements on this car that I really think, like, Tesla is innovating continuously faster and faster. Like, this carbon wrapped motor, that's pretty incredible. Like, that's like alien technology right there. Like, if that thing fell from the sky, no one would know what that thing was. Probably it was just like, I don't know how that team, the Tesla team, drew that up or what other things they have up their sleeve. You know, there's just some crazy pieces of technology in this car. It's like alien technology combined with a race car. It's like, it's incredible, you know? And so I expected that out of Tesla. I did. And I'm pleasantly surprised, not pleasantly surprised. I'm pleasantly, my expectations are pleasantly met, I guess you could say. And I had high expectations, so they were met. And, you know, I'm very happy with it. You know, I think the Model S long range is going to be an incredible value. You know, whether people want to spend $50,000 extra for this extra speed or not, it's up to them. Some people really like super fast cars. And maybe this Plaid I have, if it's the only one that has those badges, maybe it'll become a collector's item or something. That'd be kind of cool if I hold on to it and keep it in good condition. Who knows? But but at some point, I would probably, you know, trade it in for a long range S or something like that down the road. But I like it a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you think you might get an X Plaid or X, just a, or the new version X, or are you just going to hold on?
I'd get the new version X. Yeah. When our lease is up on our current X, I think in December, we're going to try to get the new X, but not the Plaid. Yeah. Just the long range. Yeah.
Yeah. I think overall, like, I'm pretty happy with all the improvements. I think I need to try one out, though. I mean, to test it out, especially the feel of it being quiet and its performance handling. But overall, super, super impressed by everything. It was one of those things where I was like pleasantly surprised by actually the Model S event. So yeah, looking forward to hearing more updates on your Model S Plaid, your drag race tomorrow.
Yeah.
The results.
Exciting. I'll post something on Twitter and we'll see. Yeah. It'll be exciting to see and get the times.
Definitely. All right. We'll talk later. I'll go ahead and link to, I guess, people can follow your Twitter account to keep up to date with your Model S Plaid kind of journey. You're posting videos and stuff, so I think that's probably the best way. But anyways, we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Dave.
All right. Okay. Bye.